As I mentioned to you, on that day that Pakistan won the toss and England were all out on the first day. So it was a, great performance with the ball, and I was critical in the sense that Pakistan should have, restricted England to around about, say, 240 rather than 300. So if I just recap what happened in this match, and then I'll talk about it more. So first of all, as I mentioned, Pakistan won the toss and elected to field. England were all out for 297 with brilliant bowling by Sohail Khan. A bit on the expensive side, but he picked up 5 wickets for 96 runs in his 23 overs and 2 wickets apiece for Amir and Rahat Ali. And unfortunately, Yasir Shah performed badly again, bowling 27 overs, 1 for 64. Yes, he kept the runs down, but he wasn't very threatening. So, as I said, England were all out for 297, as I mentioned last week as well. In reply, Pakistan very, very slowly made 400 all out, so a lead of 103. Brilliant batting by Azhar Ali for 139. The only critical thing I would be regarding Azhar Ali, who was top scorer, 139. A, he ran out Sami Aslam for a 82, who was playing very, very nicely, slowly but very, very nicely, and he's got brilliant technique. And I've been raving on about Sami Aslam for. Since I became a radio presenter on Iman FM, if not earlier, that he should be playing for Pakistan. I've watched him in 2 under-19 World Cups, and by far he's got the brilliant technique and temperament, and he should have been playing for Pakistan on a regular basis in the last 2 years in the senior team, not in the under-19s. And he proved that as well, and it was a great shame, and I felt really, really down that Azhar Ali went for a stupid run, and Sami Aslam, yes, he was very, very slow off his feet, but still, that was not a run to be had because the fielder was close by in Azhar Ali's eye line as well. So, as I mentioned, Pakistan finished on 400 all out with Azhar Ali 139 and then Sami Aslam 82. Mohammad Hafiz failed again with a bat for a duck, not sure what he's doing in the team. And unfortunately, Asad Shafiq, who's looked very, very good, he was out for a duck as well. So in the second innings, before I talk about the second innings, the pick of the bowlers for England was Jimmy Anderson, 2 for 54, and he's 29.1 overs. In the second innings, incredibly, England made 445 for 6 declared, with Moin Ali making 80. 3 to add to his 63 in the first innings, and like I said, yeah, so he added 83 to 86, sorry, to his first inning score of 63. And Pakistan bowled rubbish in this innings. Obviously, I can't speak. Rubbish is one of the words, the other word I would use is pathetic because. England for the first wicket scored 126 runs, so that initiative of 103 run lead became a deficit of 23 before the first wicket fell. So, astonishing turnaround, but Pakistan are to blame. They did not bowl well and they did not set the right field, and they got punished because in the final session, Moeen Ali and Johnny Bairstow in the last session on day 4. Destroyed Pakistan's bowling and also earlier on day 5. So it was 445 for 6 declared. So obviously they set Pakistan a non-achievable target of 343. And I did tweet and I did put on Facebook that okay, England was silly to carry on batting on the fifth morning for a few overs and that they had done enough to make sure, if Pakistan do bat, that Pakistan will have to bat fewer overs and they'll. Safely negotiate a draw in the series to leave it 1-1 going into the over, which starts in a few hours' time on Thursday morning. Boy, was I wrong, and I was fuming afterwards because Pakistan were all out for 201 runs. Mohammad Hafiz failed again, just making 2, and both Asad Shafiq. And Sarfraz Ahmed in the second innings were out for a duck, which meant that Asad Shafiq bagged a pair. A batsman like him on a flat batting wicket, getting a pair is unheard of, and I was gobsmacked and lost for words of a player like Asif Shafiq has been performing well, that how on earth did he get into getting a pair on probably one of the flattest batting wicket you're going to get in England. So Pakistan were all out for 201. They started off 6-1, then they were 79 for 2, and 79 for 2 became 125 for 5, and then all out for 201. And Suhail Khan, believe it or not, was the third top scorer with 36. Sami Aslam played beautifully again. He was out for a 70. And like I said, he's earned his place in the team, and I'd be shocked if he doesn't have a long career as an opening batsman for Pakistan in the senior team. And like I said, the reason why I was laughing was Suhail Khan made 36 at batting at number 10, and Rahat Ali made 15. So Suhail Khan made more runs than Muhammad Hafiz, Yunus Khan, Asif Shafiq, Sarfraz Ahmed put together. That is so, so embarrassing. And I do get really, really wound up when I'm watching cricket, fuming as well, because I've been watching Pakistan cricket for 32 years now, and what I've seen in the cricket, each nation progresses, and Pakistan been going backwards for the last 10, 15 years, and until we don't get rid of all the corruption in sport, in Pakistan and in society, unfortunately, this will happen for many more years. And so, as I mentioned, Pakistan were all out for 201, which meant that England won by 141 runs. So it was a thrashing in the end. And it was great bowling by the likes of Moeen Ali, who took 2 for 49. Stephen Finn also took 2 for 38. So all the five bowlers took 2 wickets each. So it was a good bowling display. So I think the pick of the bowlers for me on the second innings was actually Broad, believe it or not, who took 2 for 24 in his 15 overs, so going for miserly 1.6 runs an over. And surprisingly, Moeen Ali was named man of the match. So alhamdulillah, well done to him, and well done to England winning the test match and lead the series 2-1. So the reason why I said alhamdulillah Moeen Ali got man of the match, I think he's a very good batsman. Yes, he needs to have a game plan. As long as he sticks to that game plan, I think he can